I've talked to quite a few people who have been bitten, though, and they said it wasn't very pleasant.
Well, then water moccasins and copperheads and rattlesnakes are all dangerous, you know.
Yeah. Oh, let's suppose Mrs. Ward is going to town, or your mother. What did they carry in their hands to put things in, their money and things like that, the things that they put their coins in?
Well, they just had a pocketbook.
Now, is this the big one or the little one that they might
little
put
one.
Their coins in?
You didn't see many big pocketbooks. They all just took a sack, you know, to get their gross in. Something like a flour sack, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. But they all had small pocketbooks.
Was that ever called a purse?
Yeah, purse, but mostly just pocketbooks in them days. Purse, it was called purse.
Mm-hmm. And something on their arm?
We never had no bracelets or hammer or much. You didn't see much of that kind of stuff in them days.
Uh-huh. How about
earrings?
No, around her neck.
You mean necklace?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's very few necklaces in early days around.
Did they ever call that anything else?
Well, no one had.
Beads?
Beads, oh yes. That was the main thing in the early days, beads. You didn't hear much. Everybody wore beads. It wasn't called necklace much then.
Well, was that a string of beads or a
string of beads?
Pair of beads?
String of beads.
Uh-huh.
They were quite common way back there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing they got to be dolled up with early days was beads, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Then comes mirror rings later on, you know.
Yeah. And then
They used to burn holes, take a needle and heat it and burn holes here, you know.
Uh-huh.
But now they just hook on there the hook, you know.
Yeah. Screw it on, squeeze it tight. And the thing that you hold over your head if you were out in the rain?
Veil?
No,
A hood?
Noel, I was thinking one of those things with a handle.
Oh, umbrella.
Yeah.
Umbrella, parasol.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of odd now, go down to town and see one with earring necklace on, and bracelets on, and wristwatches on, a lot of jewelry stuff. It always put me in mind the early days when they had a $10 horse with a $50 harness on.
Yeah. Oh, I was down at the courthouse here when I got your name.
Yeah.
I talked to the little girl who had lived across the street from you.
Across the street from us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know her name, but she was there.
Was she?
There were two girls there. Who was without adornment, and this other girl who had any great big things on her ears and all sorts of gaudies on. When your mother cooked, did she wear something over her dress? So
well, most of them had an apron.
Uh-huh.
She just had an apron tie around here much, you see.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, down at the bottom of the dress, a woman takes a part of the cloth and turns
it. Hem.
Hem?
Yeah.
And
all wore big hems.
Yeah. You could always let them out.
Yeah, let them out, yeah.
And if you lost a button, your mother might want to, instead of sewing on the button right away, she might want to fasten your...
Get a safety pin.
Yeah. The man, when he went to town went to church on Sunday, would wear his...
Well, he'd wear his best suit.
Uh-huh. With that, he'd have what?
Huh?
What are the parts of his best suit? The what? These, probably?
Pants?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they didn't match, sometimes they did, sometimes, you know, they wouldn't match, you know. Put on his best trousers.
Uh-huh. And then, was there one of those...
Well, we did, they wore out the vest in them days, you know.
Uh-huh. And over that, he put on a...
Shirt?
Well, or was the shirt over the vest or under the vest?
Under the vest.
Uh-huh. And on top of the vest, he wore his...
Wore his coat.
Uh-huh. And how about holding up your pants? What was...
Well, we always used like suspenders. See, I got a pair on... I had a pair on the other day when you was here, you know.
You got your suspenders on your overalls.
They used suspender on the overall. But I wear a suspender now. I didn't use it for years, but... the bell kind of bothers me now, so I wear suspenders.
Did suits fit in the early days pretty good? Did suits fit pretty good in the early days?
Oh, not too good. We didn't pay so much attention. Just saw a fella clean and his coat maybe be coattail be too lopsided or a little one thing about it. We didn't pay so much attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
They all dressed pretty neat.
Was it common to go